Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 20:13 is a very simple verse. It says, "You shall not murder." Once again, God's directive is simple and given because people will want to eliminate lives that annoy or inconvenience them. We know what murder is until we begin to play with the definition of life. Those who are pro-abortion would not call abortion murder because they refuse to call an unborn baby a living being. Throughout history, there's been much discussion about the definition of murder. Some have even gone as far as saying God murders so we can. Once again, human perspective causes us to skew understanding. God is the one who creates life. He is also the one who determines how and when life ends for all people. Therefore, God can't murder. People do not create life and have no right to terminate life. As we read the New Testament, we see Jesus addresses the issue of murder by warning us about going on the slippery slope of hatred. We were meant to love, yet when we live opposite of that, we invite all sorts of disaster. Matthew 5, verses 21 to 26 says, "You have heard that it was said of those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable of the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that you have a brother that has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." We're created to love God and each other. When we hate, slander, listen to slander, or spread gossip, we do the opposite of love, and disaster will follow. Hatred is the gate to murder. If we recognize that and avoid the gate, murder won't happen. Murder happens when we have gotten into the habit of using people rather than loving them. When they're no longer helpful, we would rather get rid of them than be inconvenienced by them. We are made to love, not hate, live abundantly, not at survival mode. For now, the choice is ours. We need to choose to love, and the consequences of loving are far better than the slippery slope of hatred. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.